I consider it as a very honor to appear before this great convention, to be able to give a testimony about my faith, which I have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I am sure you have the same faith in him. I cannot help feeling the same way as I think the S that carried Jesus Christ, he felt, because he knew exactly that it was not he because of whom people were cutting off branches of trees and people spread their garments in the way, but he knew exactly that it was Jesus Christ in whom people were interested. I should like this afternoon to carry Jesus Christ and to speak about his glory and his power and wonders. As a background for my testimony, I am going to read some Bible verses from the 4th chapter of the Acts, verses 18 through 20. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. I am from a country which is called now a satellite of Russia. Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Poland, Romania, in a certain way Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, and Albania. Those and Eastern Germany, those 8 countries representing a population of 120 million are now under communist domination, have a difficult time, not only from a standpoint of economics, but especially from a standpoint of Christian faith, of Christian life. And I should like to speak now about these problems which are involved of being a Christian in a satellite, communist-dominated country. Hungary has a population of 10 million, 75% of the population being Roman Catholics, and 25% only Protestants. Even among Protestants, Baptists are a small group only. About 20,000 people are counted as being Baptist church members. With our children, of course, we think that we have about 50,000 Baptist people in Hungary, but as you well know, as in this country, we don't count our children before they are converted and join the church. Hungarian Baptists have a past now of about 100 years. We have a theological seminary which just celebrated its 50 years anniversary last year. Our seminary, almost from the very beginning, but especially after World War I, have been sponsored by Southern Baptists. Our seminary building was destroyed by bombs during World War II. Then we bought a wonderful building by the assistance of Southern Baptists. Unfortunately, we had to give up this building, which was taken away by the communist state, and now the North Korean embassy is located there. And we have only a very, very small place for our seminary, 4 rooms in the central building of Hungarian Baptists. This building was bought by Southern Baptists too. We have 3 homes for aged people. We had an orphanage too, but it was taken away too because the communist state does not want churches to have any educational activity. I hope you will allow me to to share with you some information about our Baptist work in Hungary and also to tell you some of my experiences which were encountered in coming to this wonderful country, which has freedoms that I had heard about but never experienced in my own country. I was brought up in a Baptist home. My parents are still living. My father is 76 years old and my mother 72. They had 12 children. Seven of them were girls. They had five sons. I am the only one living of them. One of my brothers returned from Russia as a war prisoner after World War II and he died soon afterwards. Four children survived him. My father was very, very unhappy when he learned about my definite desire to leave Hungary so that I could carry out my missionary purpose with my wife together. He thought that he would never be consolated after losing his last son. Now he is consolated. He is no more unhappy. We have correspondence and he writes me in every letter that we should not forget about our purpose and call. If we left our home country, then we really should go to Africa to do a mission work among those people. I should like to mention my wife used to be the daughter of a Hungarian pioneer Baptist minister. Her father was well known as Uncle Ban, this was his name, the preacher with the clarinet. The preacher with the clarinet. He worked all over the country, being one of the early pioneers, and he played the clarinet on the streets, in villages, people gathered, then he played the clarinet again, he sung some Baptist songs, and then when people were interested, then he started preaching the gospel. I don't know how many people were brought to Jesus Christ by this way, how many of them were converted, but I know that many, many people heard from him Jesus Christ and the gospel. We have five children. They are now at Missouri Baptist Children's Home, Pattonville, Missouri, near St. Louis. Before leaving Hungary, we worked as Baptist mission workers. I was an ordained Baptist minister, and so I really had the chances to know what does it mean in a country to be a Christian and to be a Baptist. I just should like to present to you a little card of identity. This is a special card, an authorization issued for Baptist ministers by the State Department for Religious Affairs. State Department for Religious Affairs. We used to call, without joking and teasing, that this was the Department Against Religious Affairs. Here it is written where you are authorized to preach. Not anywhere, not everywhere, not even in the other district. If your authorization is valid for the second district in Budapest, you are not supposed to preach in the third district. Or if your authorization is valid in the mother church, we call the bigger churches mother church, then you may not visit your missionary stations. It was a big difficulty. By this way, the communist state wanted to prevent us preaching the gospel, that if a minister had, for instance, three missionary stations, some of them was not given in this authorization, and nobody else was permitted to preach there. A minister did not have the right to replace another one if the other one was busy or ill. Neither a seminary student nor a deacon was permitted to replace the minister being absent for any reason. What we did in circumstances like this. It was very, very dangerous to overcome these difficulties in an unskilled way, because it is written here, this authorization is valid until revoked. And if you did something which was not agreeable with the state, the authorization was revoked, and afterwards you had no chances to preach. And here is a place written, stamp for the place of the police. Stamp for the place of the police. Baptist ministers were under police control. We had to appear every third month before the police. And if they were not satisfied with our preaching, they just revoked this authorization. What we did, if the pastor was not at home for any reason in his home church, then one of the deacons, because no other pastor was authorized to come, one of the deacons came and he stood before the pulpit. He did not preach, he did not have the authorization, but he had his Bible, he read two Bible chapters without telling anything else, and then he started praying. Everybody bowed his head, and people were joining him in prayer, and he prayed for a half an hour. And then he thanked God for his mercy and grace, and for the Bible, and for the message in the Bible, and for everything he thought that it was important to thank. And then when he said, Amen, everybody joined him saying, Amen. Then they stood up, and they sung a song or mini songs, it was not forbidden, and then they went home. And the secret agent gave a report that there was a silent service, but nothing happened. He did not know, which we know now, we do know that something happened. The Holy Spirit was there, and the Holy Spirit gave strength to those people. Being a Baptist minister, and in the same time studying at the university, I had many, many difficulties with the university. Children of Baptist ministers are not permitted to enter university, or if by any way they are admitted, they have tremendous difficulties. Before I was going to pass final examinations for the medical license, so-called state board examinations, I had to appear before a special committee composed of university professors, party representatives, and representatives of the Ministerium for Public Health and Welfare. The first and most important question they asked me, Comrade Harasti, comrade is the address for everybody. Everybody is supposed to be a comrade. It means in Hungarian language not only which comrade means, but it means that a fellow in the way of thinking, that he joins them in the way of thinking. You can imagine how Christian people feel when they are supposed to have the same way of thinking as they do. Comrade Harasti, why you are a Baptist minister and why you want to become a medical doctor too? What is your purpose? Well, I told them I should like to work as a medical missionary in Africa. Well, what is your purpose with being a minister and a medical man in Africa? Well, I think I answered that by this way I would have a better approach while ministering to the bodies of those people. I would have a better approach to their souls, to win them for Jesus Christ. What, to win them for Jesus Christ? But you are foolish, my dear comrade. You see, this is an old-fashioned thing to be a Christian and to believe in Jesus Christ. You know, this is only an opium for simple people. I told them that for me, Jesus Christ and the Bible was no opium. Jesus Christ was my only hope and definite desire. Comrade, you are just crazy. You should carry communism to Africa. Then we will let you go there. In other way, you will never go to Africa. They did not know the power of our God. You would never go to Africa. Then they gave a report to the Ministerium for Public Health and Welfare saying, this man is confused. He does not understand materialistic philosophy. But he seems not to be dangerous for the state. And anyway, he is well trained. He should be permitted to pass final examinations. So I was permitted. It also happened that my wife, while being enrolled to the medical university, by the way, I should like to mention that she started with the medical school while having three children. Her mother died when she was 10 years old, and then she did not have any chance to get a higher training. Before I asked her whether she would marry me, I asked her whether she had a call to serve as a missionary. "Yes, I do," she answered, "but I have no chances, being a half orphan, and in addition, being a very poor child, that of a poor Baptist minister." Then I told her, "And would you marry me?" Yes, she did. And then she started with her training. And while having three children, she started with medical school. And at that time it happened that when we was to register for the second year at the university, her accreditation was returned, and there was a statement on the back cover of her accreditation here. This is her accreditation. This is as we have it in Budapest. And then here it was written, "Mrs. Harasti is forbidden to continue medical school." We were shocked. We thought, what will happen now? How we can go to Africa? How we will serve those people? How we can carry the gospel to those people? And then I went to see the head of the educational department, asking him about the reason. He looked at my eyes and he laughed at my face, and he told me in a very cynical way, "Well, comrade, you are a minister, she is the daughter of a minister, we don't want to give a higher training to clerical reactionaries. She will never become a faithful party member. We don't want to give her a high training and a high position. Anyway, every Baptist minister is a secret agent of the American State Department. You are secret spies. We don't want to help you. You folks, you have to understand this position." Then I asked him, "And you are a party member?" "Yes, I am." "Were you a party member during World War II?" "Yes, I was. You see, here is my emblem, a red star with a red flag." "Well, did you have this emblem during World War II? "No, it was very dangerous. You see, I was a member of the underground movement." "You see, this is the difference. I am an open member of the Baptist Church, though it is very dangerous. And during World War II, I was an open member of the Baptist Church, though many Baptist members were deported at that time by German troops. And I am an open member now, though we are deported or put in jail. 5 Baptist ministers were put in jail without any reason." And then I told him, "This is a difference between you and a Christian. If you will get into trouble, if you will have difficulties, we will not persecute you. Time will come when our people will raise against you. Then here is my card. Just call on me and you will see that I will help you, though you prevent us now to fulfill our lifelong purpose." Next day, I went back to his office. His secretary approached me saying, "Dr. Harasti, I have a good news for you. Your wife is readmitted to the university." And here we have the statement. They tore away the first statement, and here is the second one. "She is permitted to study medicine under the condition she would never miss not even one lecture." They knew that she had 3 children, and they thought it was impossible for her not to miss lectures. 5 children were present in 55 when she was given her MD from the Communist University of Budapest. After freedom fighting, we left Hungary. We thought that God opened the door, even though people told us that we would never be permitted to leave Hungary to become a missionary to Africa. God opened the door because it is God who has power. While being in an icy swamp, walking with our 3 older children and carrying our 2 little ones, the children were very cold and they were very afraid because there was no light. It was dark. I had to tell them, "You must not cry, because Russian soldiers would detect us and they would kill you." They understood, but little Pamela, 2 years old at that time, she could not understand. I had to keep my hand over her mouth, and by this way I kept her silent. When we crossed the border through the famous bridge at Andau, my children I told my children, we just have crossed the border. Then they told, and is it right? Have we crossed the border? Yes, we have. Then they told, now we are free, we may cry. And they started crying, now we are free, we are free. Goodbye, communists, we hope never to see you again. We took our children an English Bible, a Hungarian Bible. Here it is, this is the English Bible. We took with us a Hungarian Bible, a dictionary, 4 medical books. And that's all we could save from Hungary. But we are very, very happy for being here. And our children are happy at the children's home, though little Benedict, 5 years old now, he used to ask me all the time, Dad, when we will go to Africa? When we will go to Africa? It happened with this Benedict that after being at the children's home for a short time, we took them out of the home to visit with them, and Benedict told me, Dad, I just don't understand these Americans. You see, they cannot learn my name. My name is Benedict, and they just call me, come honey, come honey. For finishing, I should like to tell you, our earnest desire is to become missionaries under the Southern Baptist Convention. I accepted Dr. Schweitzer's invitation to help him in an emergency case because the surgeon he had up to now has been there for 3 years without any furlough, and he needs badly a surgeon, so I promised him to go to work with him for 1 year and to help him. And I thought by this way I would be able to refresh my French and to get some more knowledge in surgery and more practice in tropical diseases, and by this way to be well prepared for the service of the Southern Baptist Foreign Mission Board. And on one of the happiest occasions of my life today, being privileged to address Southern Baptist WMU, I should like to pay a tribute to my faithful companion who is in this congregation today. I speak about my wife, who has been so faithful, helping me all the time, studying, and who is willing now to be separated from our children so that she could be prepared in a real good way for this service we hope to do. And I just should like to tell you for finishing, we heard the voice of the Lord as the prophet Isaiah saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said we, here we are, send us, pray for us.